I know you've just returned from visiting the Chaldea refugee camp on the Lebanese border with Syria. Could you tell us a bit about the situation there and particularly whether it seems like humanitarian aid is reaching refugees and being delivered effectively?
The Chaldea Centre, as you said, is in northern Lebanon. It's approximately about 30 to 40 kilometres away from the border with Syria. The kind of assistance it offers goes from cardiology, gynecology, endocrinology, and so forth. Now, obviously, the humanitarian emergency has increased immensely over the last few months, in particular because there are some new epidemies which are being spotted, new epidemies which either had disappeared and are coming back, or hepatitis A, for example, due to the terrible hygienic conditions in which the refugees live. So the Sovereign Order of Malta is very committed to trying to keep a sanitary situation by distributing emergency kits and other sanitary kits, so shampoo, detergents, nappies for children, obviously water for powder milk. A lot of these women have very small children, and because they're undernourished, they can't feed them personally, so they have to give them processed milk.
I know the Order of Malta is collaborating in Lebanon with Islamic aid groups such as the International Blue Crescent. So can you tell us a bit about this cooperation and whether you think it's productive and whether any difficulties have been encountered?
So far, it has been an extremely productive collaboration. The Sovereign Order of Malta does not have, at the moment, personal staff in Syria, but through the collaboration with the International Blue Crescent, it distributes food and aid to the Syrian population in Damascus and Aleppo. And this, obviously, has been a very productive collaboration. In southern Lebanon, it collaborates very closely with the Imam Sadr Foundation, in particular in Sidikin. And this represents, really, the perfect example of coexistence and tolerance. So it's proved so far to be an extremely important humanitarian tool, which, as I said, is expressed in different experiences which have been so far extremely successful.
Aside from your cooperation with Islamic aid organizations, what sort of response do you get as a Catholic group in a volatile situation like the one on the Syrian and Lebanese border?
For example, the Chaldea Centre, which I visited, has a very surprising, a very even distinction of Muslims and Christians. I would say probably about 50% of the patients are Christians and 50% of these are Muslims. So it's a very serene cohabitation, which is basically happening there. I mean, Lebanon is made up of about 17, 18 different confessions. And this work carried out by the Sovereign Order of Malta is a perfect example of how these different confessions can meet together and work together for the benefit of the population.
And the proximity of a refugee camp must have had quite a significant impact on Lebanese residents in the neighbourhood. So what sort of attitude is there towards the Syrian refugees, and what sort of relationship is there between local residents and refugees?
Well, we're talking about a very remote area. It's a very rural area with very few services there. Now, the Sovereign Order of Malta, with this Chaldea Centre, which has been rated number one medical social centre in the whole of Lebanon, obviously carries out a very important task because it also carries out, for example, vaccination campaigns. So a centre like this is very important because it allows the local population to be visited by the doctors. We're talking also about an elderly population which often has difficulty in going to bigger cities where they could get medical assistance. So it really does provide a network. There are precisely 10 medical centres throughout Lebanon run by the Sovereign Order of Malta. And as I said, many of them are in very remote villages which wouldn't be served otherwise. So from a social point of view, it's an extremely important role that is carried out.